Good morning. Welcome to Morning Motivation, day 16. We are making lots of progress. I hope you guys are excited and are making good progress on achieving your goals to being healthier, happier, and more successful. I'm Dan Cassidy, CEO and founder of Inspire.com, helping people live better every day. We've been talking a lot about nutrition because the foods that you eat can impact your health, fitness, and just overall energy levels. So we've been spending time the last few lessons talking about everything from what to eat, what not to eat, how much to eat, along with how to eat when you are out at a restaurant. Today we're going to be discussing how you can plan your meal so that when you're on the go or out of your home, you can still eat healthy foods that taste great. So one of the best ways that you can plan your meals for the week are to cook a lot of foods on one day of the week. For example, you could take Sunday and cook a lot of lean protein in bulk, let's say grilled chicken or fish or lean beef. Cook a lot of it along with some of your side dishes, which could be sweet potatoes or steamed vegetables or different types of whole grains, and you can cook in bulk, eat your serving of that meal for Sunday, and then refrigerate or freeze the rest for the rest of the week. Then when you go to work or you are on the go throughout the week, you can bring those meals with you in a cooler or just into work and eat those for lunch or even for dinner when you get home so you don't have to worry about cooking every night. That's a really good way to plan healthy meals for the week, because the last thing you want to do is come home from a long day at work and then think about cooking something. Sometimes if you don't want to cook or you don't have the energy, you might just be more likely to eat a snack that's not very healthy or stop off at a fast food restaurant, and you want to avoid that. So if you can plan your meals ahead of time, you'll be much more likely to stick to your healthy eating schedule. Another thing you want to do is prepare healthy snacks for your car, for your office, for your backpack or laptop bag or whatever you're on the go. You want to keep healthy snacks with you. So what healthy snacks should you bring? Think back to our discussions on natural health. You want to eat real food. So real foods that are portable are foods like nuts, seeds, fruit, raw vegetables. All of those are great foods that you can travel with and are also super nutritious. They're high in fiber. They'll fill you up and will give you a lot of good energy when you're on the go. And remember, you want to never get too full. You never want to eat too much. We talk about eating until you're 80% full, but you also don't want to ever get too hungry, because if you get too hungry, that's when you're more likely to binge or to eat foods that aren't very healthy for you. One other tip is to create smoothies. You can create vegetable and fruit smoothies and add a lot of healthy supplements like flaxseed oil and other types of supplements that can help improve your health and also taste great. You can experiment with different smoothies to find a smoothie or different smoothies that suit your taste palette. And the great thing about smoothies is you can make a big container, a big juice amount of smoothies, and then refrigerate or freeze whatever you don't drink, and then you can have smoothies all week. So that's one other way, easy way for you to bring nutrition with you on the go. You can freeze smoothies overnight, and then the next day you might not even need to bring a cooler because you'll have your smoothie with you that will eventually thaw out during the day, and by the time it thaws out, you might be ready to drink it. Another tip, if you do bring a cooler into work or when you're on the go, instead of packing it at nice, you don't need to add extra ice. All you need to do is freeze your smoothie and use that as the cooling element for your cooler. So think ahead, plan your meals, cook in bulk, plan your snacks and have snacks available so that if you ever do get really hungry, you'll have them instead of binging on something that's not healthy. And those are things like fruits, nuts, seeds, vegetables. Smoothies are a great snack. And if you do all this stuff and you plan ahead, you'll be much more likely to stick to your healthy eating plan and less likely to eat stuff you really shouldn't be eating. So those are our tips for today. Your homework for today is to think about how you can plan healthy meals during the week. And thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next time on Morning Motivation.